At the annual Bologna International Children's Book Fair this past spring, Recess correspondent Susan Robb spoke with Judy Galbraith, the president and founder of Free Spirit Books, about one of their recent books about children and their involvement in social action. It's called The Doggy Dung Disaster and Other True Stories, Regular Kids Doing Heroic Things Around the World.
Almost since Free Spirit's inception, I've had a strong interest in encouraging kids and helping them to know how to get involved so that when they see something on a personal level or a more global level that they feel concerned about, they know that there's something they can do. And they may not be able to change the world, but there are some things that they can do to make a difference. I find that this is instrumental in helping kids have hope for the future and feeling empowered and that they can make a difference and be important in the community at large. So we first came out with a book called The Kids' Guide to Social Action. That was followed by Kids with Courage, The Kids' Guide to Service Projects. And The Doggy Dung Disaster is like those in that it features regular kids. While there might be a few famous kids in our books, we really try to focus on everyday heroes, somebody like you, somebody like me, who sees something that needs to be done. They take up the cause and do something about it. And sometimes it's really a local activism thing. It might be as simple as keeping your block free of litter or helping elderly people shovel their sidewalks. But it could be something broader, like saving elephants in Africa, or something related to water or air pollution or child labor. Some of the kids in the Doggy Dung Disaster have been child laborers at a very young age, knew it was wrong, and felt that the world needed to hear their story and that they could do something to change it. And the kids often faced serious challenges and yet persisted in spite of odds against them. And there's a geography piece to the Doggy Dung Disaster in that we feature many different countries. We show where those countries are in the world with a little map and then give a few facts about the particular country. Some of the young people have developed websites, so if a reader wants to go to that child's website and learn more about their activism and what they're doing, or maybe they even want to get involved in rallying around that cause themselves, so they'll know how to find those kids.